Rise up, baby. Rise up. Rise up. Oh, yeah, it's time to rise up. You hear me talking to you? It's time for you to rise up. It's time for you to commit. I want you to hear my voice in your sleep. Rise up. It's time. You've been wasting too much time. You've been delaying too much time. You've been procrastinating for too long. Rise up. It's time for you to commit. You asking me, well, commit to what? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Commit to your dreams. Commit to your goals. I need you to rise up and commit to yourself. Commit to the process. I'm tired of you getting on Facebook and social media and Instagram and looking at everybody else. You sit there and you spy on everybody else's success. You sit there and look at their house, their cars. You sit there and look at their purses and their bag. And you look and say, man, I wish that was me. I wish that was me. Oh, man, I wish that was me. People taking fancy trips, private planes. And you say it to yourself, I wish that was me. It can be you, but you got to rise up. You got to commit to the process. You got to get in the game. Stop being a spectator and start being a participant. Stop being a spectator and start being a participant. I need you to rise up right now. So I need you to rise up, and rising up ain't enough. I need you to make sure you understand the process, and the process means you gotta follow through. We gotta rise up, we gotta start, we gotta finish. We gotta rise up, we gotta start, we gotta finish. We gotta rise up right now, and we gotta start, and we gotta finish. I don't care how good you are. I don't care how talented you are. Because Bruce Lee said it best. A warrior is an average person with laser-like focus. A warrior is an average person with laser-like focus. Don't even worry about your ability. Don't you worry about opportunity. I need you to be a warrior right now and let your work get your opportunity. Let your work get your praise. Let your work open up doors. Let your work get people paying attention. Let your work get the whole world to notice. You gotta work. Stop thinking. Stop procrastinating. And you gotta work. I need you to rise up to fulfill your dreams. Rise up and attack your goals. There's no time to sleep. No time to nap. No time to waste. If you fall asleep, wake up and rise up again. You should work so hard that you collapse in the bed at night. Sometimes in the afternoon, you're so weary from grinding that your body just collapses. That's okay. Have sweet sleep. But when you wake up, grind again. Now is your time. Now is your season. Now is the moment to capture the vision. Let me tell you something. Here's what success is all about. You need these three things. Are you ready? You need skill set, mindset, and opportunity. Skill set, mindset, and opportunity. You need to rise up and understand what success is all about. Skill set, work on your skill. Mindset, work on your mentality, baby, and your opportunity will come. Trust me, when your opportunity comes, you better be ready. When your opportunity hits, you better respond, baby. And all the work you put in, all the grind you put in, when your opportunity shows up, you're going to be ready. Because hard work pays. Let me tell you something. Hard work will pay off. Your dreams are going to get there. But I need you to start. I need you to follow through. And I need you to finish. Now we gotta create the plan. What's your game plan? What's your game plan? Okay, I got you excited. I got you fired up. I got you motivated. But what's your game plan? Step one, you need to know what you're going for. That's step one. You gotta know what you're going for. You gotta be clear and decisive and have clarity for what you want. Because if you don't have clarity of what you want, you're gonna get distracted. If you don't have clarity for what you want, you're going to fall for the okey-doke. You don't want to fall for the okey-doke. No, no, baby. If you want red heels and high heels and red bottoms, don't you quit until you get high heels, red bottoms. Don't you quit until you get exactly what you want. I'm thinking about the CEO of Walmart right now. The CEO of Walmart right now, Doug McMillon. You guys know he started unloading trucks at the distribution center in the summer. Didn't even have a full-time job. He started at Walmart part-time. He finished school, became an assistant manager and a buyer, and now he's a CEO. Hello, he rose up one day.
When will you see your purpose? bigger than your excuse. I don't know your name, but I know you have a dream. I don't know where you're from or where you're listening to me. You may be listening to me in your closet, your bedroom, the gym, the car, the bus, the train, the plane. I don't know where you're going, but I know you are going somewhere. You've got a destination. People that make excuses are not connected to their destination. They don't have an end game. They don't have a goal. You have allowed yourself to become a weak link covered under the blanket of excuse.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
But I'm just wondering if there's anybody here that has a dream. And if you've made your excuses bigger than your dream, the time is now to apply pressure. It may not be easy, but it's not impossible. This is not a I feel like it today. This is not a I'm motivated for a week. This is an every single day mentality. You may have to work 3 jobs. You may have to lose sleep. You may have to go to college and raise 5 children and still maintain your marriage and work your side hustle. I don't know what your story is, but if you will keep a no excuse mentality, then the sky is not your limit. The sky is your starting point. This is an every single day mentality. I never get turned off. And stop comparing yourself to everybody else. We compare ourselves to the way people look. We compare our stories to their stories and our relationship to their relationship. Every single day, the excuses that we make are like a warm blanket pooled over us, covering up the underlining issue of fear, the spirit, the personality of fear. The truth is that the reason why you haven't done it is because you're afraid. Maybe if you could just listen to this a couple times, maybe you'll stop making so many excuses, because the excuse is nothing but a cosmetic. It's makeup. It's a blanket. It's a convenience that we habitually gravitate to because it just makes us feel better. But the underlining issue, the underlining cancer, the inflammation is fear. We're afraid. We're afraid that if we give our best, the best isn't good enough. We're afraid because we're constantly comparing ourselves to other people. We're afraid that we won't be seen. We're afraid that people will change if we evolve. We're afraid that maybe we'll lose our friends if we began to shift our thinking. And the truth of the matter is, how are you so emotionally injured, so mentally drained, so physically fatigued that you have allowed your dream, your destiny, to take a back seat to this excuse that you don't have what it takes, that you're not smart enough, that you're not tall enough, that you're not wide enough, that you're not deep enough, that you're not connected enough, that you don't know enough people? You keep comparing yourself to that person and this person. When will the excuses stop? This is an every single day mentality. I never get turned off. every single day. I want my destiny. I want my dream. When somebody is in love with who they've been called to become, what they've been called to fulfill, what they've been destined to do, there is no day off. There are no light. Listen, I'm not a light switch. You can't turn me off. I can never get turned off. Every single day, I'm giving everything I have. That's how big my dream is. And so there's no excuse. There's no pain. There's no dilemma. There are no speed bumps. There's no distraction that can turn me off. I'm not a light switch. You can't turn me off. I want this thing every single day.
If it's important to you, you're going to find a way. You won't have to look for a resource. You will become resourceful. It's not always about the accomplishment. It's about the effort. If we can just keep the effort going, the excuse is irrelevant. Got to be stronger than your excuses. Excuses don't get results. Now we've got to go through the process of being stronger than our excuses. We get one opportunity to come this way. We get one shot. We got one life to live. Life is too short to make excuses.
Can I ask you a question right now? Can I ask you a real question? Not your neighbor. I'm talking to you. What kind of student are you right now in life? You're in charge of your promotion. If you do 5 million and want to get to 10, you're in charge. In order for you to rise up, you better take your game to the next level. Your mindset needs to go to the next level. Your information needs to go to the next level. Your relationships need to go to the next level. Take your money and get information and access, and you will get good habits and good rituals, and you will go to the next level. I'm going to become somebody different. What do I need to do? You need to have an honest self-assessment about what your weaknesses are. And that's how you get to the next level. Can I ask you a question? You're not where you want to be. How good is your movement? When did you stop moving? Or is your movement inconsistent? Is your movement lackadaisical? Is your movement just weak? If you want to be a shark, they are always hunting. They are always looking. They are always grinding. So question, my friend, you trying to get to that next level by running your mouth? No, you got to get to that next level through your movement. You got to get to that next level through your activity. You got to get to that next level by how you operate. Can you ask your question? How strong is your movement? What time do you wake up in the morning? What time do you go to sleep? And how much time do you waste throughout the day? See, if you're wasting time, you got poor movement. If you're wasting time, you got weak movement. The only thing none of us can redeem is the time. You see, Bill Gates gets 24 hours a day. Any successful person you know, they get the same 24. And don't you ever forget that the rest of your life. Don't you ever stop moving. Don't you ever go backwards. To be a shark is about how you move, how you operate, how you navigate. See, as long as we connected, my friend, you can't stop. You can't quit. I ain't gonna let you. Not on my watch, baby. Get back in the game. It ain't over till you win. You might say, Walt, that's me, man. I quit. I got lazy. Man, I'm not moving. I'm laying in the bed, sad, lonely, depressed, angry because my girlfriend broke up with me, angry because my first business failed, angry because I didn't get into my dream school. Let me tell you, sir, it's a long race. It's a long race. Life is a marathon, baby. But if you stop running, you won't finish the cross line. If you stop running, you won't get to the finish line. So as long as you can hear the sound of my voice, don't you ever stop moving. Don't you ever go backwards. And sharks never retreat. Sharks never retreat. And they pivot when they need to pivot. Can I ask you a question? Do you need to pivot right now? Your business idea is not working. Pivot. Your marriage is not working. Change how you operate. Pivot. Success is all around you. Just pay attention. You know, anyone that knows me knows I love sharks. Sharks are powerful creatures. Sharks are majestic creatures that run the ocean. Don't you want to run things? Don't you want to run your company, run your business, run your neighborhood, run your industry? If you want to run things, we got to study sharks. How? Why? Sharks don't swim.
They swim. What do I mean by that? They got better movement. They just move better than every other fish in the ocean. In fact, a shark is a fish. But why do we call them sharks? Sharks are at the top of the food chain because they know how to move. Sharks are at the top of the food chain because they operate differently than all the other fish. If you want to get to the top of your food chain, I just laid the framework that you got to move different. You got to operate different. You got to attack different. You got to think different. You got to be different if you want to be at the top of your food chain. Let's look at sports. I mean, doesn't LeBron just move a little different than every other athlete? Doesn't Tom Brady just move a little different than all the other quarterbacks? Go throughout the industry. Jay-Z, Beyonce, they just move a little different than everybody else. So if you want to be the top, if you want to get to the top, you got to move different. You got to move better. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you do. You might be in sales. If you want to be a sales shark, you got to move different. You might still be in school. You want to be a straight-A student? You got to move and operate differently. You're a young, aspiring athlete in high school or college trying to make it to the league, trying to make it to the top. You can. It's right in front of you. But you got to move different. You got to operate different. You got to operate better in your social circuits. You got to operate better in school, better in class, better in the sales meeting, better in front of the client. Why not? How do you move right now? I mean, let's be honest. How do you operate right now? And here's the truth. If you're operating the right way, you don't need to brag about yourself because others are going to brag about you.
The hustler does not waste time. Somebody with talent, somebody with connections, somebody with some education and some experience, oftentimes they waste time. They feel like they can afford to. They feel like they have permission to, right? They feel like they've got it figured out. The hustler says, I don't have a second to waste. And so while you're sleeping, while you're being entertained, I'm beating on my craft. The hustler says, I'm beating on my craft. The hustler says, I'm going after it. The hustler says, I can't afford to miss this moment. I can't afford to overlook this critical time, this crucial opportunity. I'm going to give it everything I have, period. When you've got this hustler's mentality, you're not looking for a handout. You just know you have to outwork everybody in the room. You got to put the work in after hours. You're not wasting your time being entertained. You're not wasting your time watching TV all day. You're not wasting your time complaining about what you don't have. The hustler has already come to the conclusion that if they don't have something, they have to become. It's not connections that wins. It's not even education that wins. I can be inundated with information. I can be educated, but with no application. The hustler moves in a different realm of wisdom. A different realm of application. They're going after it. Everything that they have is on the table. The hustler is going to outwork everybody in the room. The hustler says, if me and you are on the treadmill, two things are going to happen. Either you're going to get off first, or I'm going to die trying to beat you. Right? Because I'm completely sold out to the dream, the vision that I'm carrying. The hustler's mentality within the context of entrepreneurship is, I am totally committed to this. I am totally committed to this. The difference between game changers and city shakers and influencers and disruptors and the people that just talk about it, people that just dream about it, have visions about it, fill notebooks about it. The difference between the two, number one, is that they are absolutely clear on what it is that they've been called to do. And what it is they've been called to build, and who it is they've been called to become. In order to really lock in the hustler's mentality, you must understand the distinctives that really make a hustler a hustler. Number two, a hustler is committed and consistent. So this is not a Monday through Friday thing, it's a Monday through Monday thing. Every single day, I'm beating on my craft. Every single day, I'm looking to become more than I was yesterday. I am not in competition with anybody. The hustler says the only person I am competing with is who I used to be yesterday. You may not have been born with natural talent, but you can put work in and build a skill set. You can be on your craft every single day. Put the hours in. No days off mentality. As long as you're building, I'm going to put the hours in. I'm going to put the time in. There are life-changing opportunities that are going to arise in your life. Critical moments, crucial times that are going to arise. And the first thing on a hustler's radar is not the opportunity. It's the mindset. Because if I get the opportunity with the wrong mindset, I won't maintain the opportunity. I'll lose it. And the hustler understands the power of retention. Okay? So the hustler eliminates distractions. Your talent, your good looks, your connections, your education, your experience is just not going to get you. The hustler is just programmed to get things other people can't have. Every single day, somebody's doing something you're not willing to do to secure the future. And so when you go into the day with that mindset, that list will shrink. The list of people that are outworking you, it'll shrink. So you got to dedicate to creative time. You need an army to fulfill destiny. So you got to be connected. You got to grow your network. And all that you do, and your failures and your successes, learn from them.
Here's what I'm trying to tell you. You are in charge. You are in control. And we got to begin with you getting better. If you want more, it's got to be clear to you right now that you need to get better. You always talking about somebody else. I'm coming to you, my friend. I'm talking to you. It's just me and you. You need to get better. Stop talking about everybody else and what they need to do. What do you need to do? Every year, you must improve. You must improve. Why? Because your life will always be a reflection of you. Who you are will ultimately yield you a result. So the question is, if you don't like the result, you got to go back to you. If you want a different result, you need to improve you. So if you want to make more money, you must become somebody different. So for example, if you're a $30,000 person, it's okay. But you need to figure out how do you need to get better so you can become a $60,000 person. In other words, what does a $60,000 person do that I don't do right now? Insert your name. What is a $60,000 person doing that I don't do? What are they willing to do that I don't? You can become that $60,000 person, but you gotta change how you think. You gotta change how you operate. You need to change how you impact your environment. You need to change how you respond. If you ever wanna get to six figures, you gotta ask yourself the question, what does a $100,000 person do that I don't do? If you're gonna get paid, if you're gonna be a real boss, if you're gonna get to the real money, you gotta be courageous and ask yourself the question, what do I need to do to be a millionaire? How does a millionaire think? How does a millionaire respond? And what is my gap? What do I need to do to become a millionaire? There's money out here. There's even billionaires out here. What are they doing that you're not willing to do? Do. What are you working on right now? I'm not talking about next week. I'm not talking about next month. I'm not even talking about next year. Right now, what do you need to be working on? What is your strategy to get better? If you don't have a strategy, you're gonna stay the same. My friend, what is your strategy to get better? What's that one thing? If you improve that one thing, it could benefit you tremendously. This one thing is a game changer. Is it your attitude? Really? Is it just your attitude, your outlook, your disposition, a smile on your face, being approachable? I mean, it's really hard for negative people to be positioned, right? I'm gonna be real with you. It's gonna be really hard for a person with a bad attitude to get into position, to get to that next level.
You may be saying to me, Walter, that ain't true. I know people who got a bad attitude. Hear what I'm telling you. A few slide through the crack, but for the most part, they know somebody. For the most part, they got something else working on their behalf. If you don't have an incredible network, if you don't have a whole lot of people backing you up, let me tell you something. It's going to be really hard for a person with a bad attitude to get into a position to get to that next level. Is it your attitude? Don't let that hold you back. You're in the people business. Every industry is in the people business. Well, Walter, I work in the engineering industry. You're in the people business. Well, Walter, I do insurance. You're in the people business. Well, Walter, I'm in restaurants. Oh, you're really in the people business. Here's the truth. Here's the secret weapon. Everyone is in the people business. Is that one way you can get better? Getting better with people? Here's the truth. Why would you want enemies? What is the benefit of an enemy? I know people are crazy. I know people do messed up stuff. People piss me off all the time, but I ain't gonna have no enemies. Here's what I do. I reposition you. I see how you roll. I see how you move. And all I do, I ain't gonna fall out with you. I'm gonna reposition you, though, because I see how you move. Avoid enemies if you can, my friend.
The underdog is a person that comes out on the playing field and says, okay, I've been in this place of pain my whole life. I've gone without for so long. This is the day you make up in your mind where I will take the throne.
Go look in the mirror. I don't care if you're in the car, look in the rearview mirror. I don't care if you're at work, go to the bathroom. I don't care if you're at home, go get in the shower. Go to the bathroom and look at yourself in the mirror and say flat out, you deserve better.
You are gonna have to push. Because they said you can't do it. They said you don't have what it takes to make the investments. They said you don't have what it takes to lose the weight. They said you don't have what it takes to hang on to your marriage. Everybody has been counting out. Everybody has been doubted.
The underdog is not a person who doesn't feel pain, doubt, and fear. The underdog is a person that turns that pain, that doubt, that fear into their fuel. Your story is not your fortress. Your story is your fuel. If you came from a place where you had nothing, that's everything that you need.
The underdog is like music to his ears. Tell me I'm not good enough. Tell me I'm not strong enough. Tell me I won't finish. There is this intrinsic emotion, this instinct. You have just awakened the lion in me. And so an underdog is just somebody who refused to live in the setback. It is a person who rebels against your reality. Your reality of me is that I'm not enough. Your reality of me is that I'm not qualified. Your reality of me is that I'm not quick enough. I'm not fast enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm not linear enough. This is your reality. My reality of me is that all I have is all I need. I'm coming after everything you said I couldn't have.
If you've been an underdog in the weight room, if you've been an underdog in life, if you've been an underdog financially, I'm talking to that person who grew up without a father. I'm talking to that person who grew up without a mother. I'm talking to that person who didn't grow up with handouts. I'm talking to that person who maybe if you did grew up with a little bit of handouts, but maybe you were misunderstood and you were overlooked and you were undervalued and you were mishandled and misguided. I'm talking to that person that is acquainted with pain. I'm talking to that person that knows what it's like to come from nothing. And so you literally have nothing to lose. And the only thing that's in your hand is a dream. The only thing that's in your hand is I have what it takes to get to the top of that hill. Because I am not the wolf on the hill. I am the wolf climbing the hill. I have nothing to lose.
You have a fear of success. Some folks have a fear of failure. You have a fear of success. You are afraid. You are afraid to be successful. You've been broke so long that it's become a part of who you are. You've been in lack so long. You've been in poverty so long. You've not been able to go and splurge. You have not been able to go and enjoy life to its fullest. And you are afraid. You are afraid to be successful. You are afraid to succeed. Now there's another group. You're watching me. You're watching me, you are afraid. Afraid of what? You're afraid of failure. You're afraid of trying. You prefer to say, well, if I don't try, then I could always say that I could have done it if I wanted to do it. All right? And I challenge both groups. I challenge those of you who are afraid of success to give it a shot. All right? And I challenge those of you who are afraid of failure, just give it a shot. Just try. You will be shocked at what you can do.
And the underdog is an individual who refuses to live in the dark. They refuse to remain in obscurity. They refuse to live in stress and overwhelm and anxiety. They are somebody who is tired. Like when you come to the end of yourself, you got to get tired. Like you have to get tired.
Everybody wants a piece of the pie. Any facet of life, in every arena you walk in, there's pie. And the thing is that pie doesn't get any bigger. The pie never gets any bigger. It's the disciplined, desperate, dangerous mentality of an individual that says, I'm gonna push whoever I gotta push out of my way to get my piece of the pie. Those are the people that get the pie. Because the pie doesn't get any bigger and the pie does not pursue you. You have to go after it. So whatever it is that you're going after, whatever it is you feel as though you've been destined to do, is are you willing to push whoever, whatever, out of your way to get your piece of the pie, to get your piece, because the pie's not getting any bigger.
What would your life look like if you weren't always afraid? What would your life look like if you weren't a scary cat? And professionally, if you weren't a scary cat in relationship, if you weren't a scary cat financially, right? If you weren't a scary cat in your dreams and in your mind, if you weren't always living in fear, how much more would you have? How much more would you do?
If you don't want to be made into something, then you've already missed it. You've already failed. You've already tanked. And so once you get this, everything changes. Everything changes. You cannot have success without process, without purging, without sacrificing. You cannot have it. Sacrifice is going to have to become your companion and no longer your enemy. Too many of you think sacrifice is your enemy. Sacrifice is a curse word. Sacrifice is bad. I don't want to sacrifice. Well, guess what? Paradox comes with purpose. You cannot have promise without peril and pain. And so when sacrifice becomes your companion, it is only then that we can begin to step into the process of what is required to climb mountains. Everybody wants to get to the top of the mountain, but nobody wants to climb. Sacrifice is going to build me. Sacrifice is going to prepare me. I'm going to be equipped. I'm going to be conditioned. Every season requires a new version of yourself. The reason why you're so frustrated and angry and bitter and you can't navigate through it is because you're functioning on an old software internally. And life is demanding an upgrade. And you keep pushing off the alarm saying, remind me tomorrow.
And so we all know these things that we've got to sacrifice oftentimes. Sometimes it's sleep. Sometimes it's your relationship. Sometimes it's those urges that we might get, and we got to sacrifice those urges. We got to sacrifice. Are we going to have immediate gratification and long-term dysfunction? Or are we going to have long-term gratification and short-term discomfort?
I need you to find a mirror. I need you to say goodbye to the old version of yourself. In the next 3 to 6 months, you're going to make you proud.
You can't make ordinary sacrifices. There are levels to sacrifice. There's sacrifices that everybody makes. Sacrifices in every scene of our lives. And then there are some extraordinary sacrifices. Sometimes you're going to have to surrender that month, that quarter, that year. It takes a lifetime of discipline.